Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome to Ooh, Not America! Boy, does that feel good! Tell me that wasn't a little pressure relieved off the shoulders all across St. Louis. Everyone online talking about this song, I feel like it's appropriate to start the show. Because, I mean, it is almost a Friday. See why they like this. I tell you, it feels so much better after a win like that. Whoa. Might as well just play the whole song. I feel like Johnny Rabbit. Feel like it's a Saturday night all over again. It's a couple hours of you know, we're just going to play this on a loop for the rest of the night. Good idea? Are you feeling pretty good? I've been looking at reaction online. Love it. Such a different tale from a couple of nights ago. So this is what we're going to do. Because of the way the post-game ran, we have to do a quick break here. I want to get your calls, okay? This is what I'm reading online right now, and I'm actually going to read some tweets about the St. Louis Blues here in a moment. But this is what people are saying. They're gatekeepers. Oh, if you were the ones that were doom and gloom a couple of nights ago, don't even bother calling yourself a Blues fan today. Forget this gatekeeping stuff. Can't we all just be happy? The Blues are up 3-2 in the series, man. All right. If you're excited like I am, give me a call. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. We'll take some of your calls coming up on Overnight America. By the way, if you are at a school, a middle school, a high school, if you're a principal, you better play this through the PA tomorrow.
Local news from St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather station, KMOX.
Wow, I tell you what. I was going a little crazy when the Blues scored, and I was thinking, come on now, Blues. Don't do this to me. I act like I'm a lifelong fan. I'm really not, but it's just so fun, isn't it, to have your team in the playoffs? If you're a lifelong Blues fan, whew, I hope you took your heart medicine, man. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. How you feeling? Matt in St. Louis. Hey, Matt, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Just listening to the show on the drive home tonight and thought I'd give you a little perspective from my world. I bartend out at Hollywood Casino, mm-hmm. and man, we had an electric crowd in there tonight, and you know, the crowd just really erupted when we tied it and then blew the roof off the place when we took the 3-2 lead there with 15 seconds to go.
Wow. And, was there a large crowd watching the game?
Yeah. We always do well on hometown game nights there. So it was real cool atmosphere.
And people went crazy. I love hearing that.
Yeah, it was killer, man. I'm a lifelong fan. I'm 38, and I've been following them since about 88 when Brett Hall came into town, and my older brother Kevin got me into it, and real excited about this, and hopefully they can close out the deal Saturday night, Game 6 at Enterprise.
Are you working Saturday night?
I am working, yes, sir.
Oh, man, so they're going to be primed, ready to go. Lots of yelling and screaming. Perfect. All right, Matt, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
All right, Ryan, thanks, man.
All right, what are those emotions that are going through your belly right now? Are you nervous for Saturday? Are you feeling good? Are you still pumped up? Are you jacked up? Oh, man. Big Al, what's going on?
Does he work in Hollywood?
He said he's a bartends there.
What's his name?
Matt? Do you know him?
Matt. Big Al, I'm on my way. You take a check? Oh, it's post-dated. But listen, you may be the good luck charm.
You think so?
I hope so, because if you are and we win this, I'm going to say it was you and you'll probably write your ticket because Highland's upset that you came from Detroit and Raby comes from freaking Chicago and we've been invaded. But that's another story. But Frankie said it was a rough game.
Yeah,
I called him dead at 2-0 and I called into another show in the morning that's really funny on the AM dial and said, hey, Shen, go to the net. All right, you played 19 games and never scored a goal. And I guess he was listening because he went to the net, okay? Yeah. So it's not that hard. Go to the net. Don't skate around like it's our own Globetrotters and we're playing the Generals, okay? Go to the net, all right? Because, Rec, here's my famous saying, and you love this, Detroit, you turncoat. If the net was in the corner, we'd have 3 Stanley Cups, okay? Go to the net. For the love of God. And Binnington is the next Ken Dryden. Thanks for listening,
good.
Boys. And listen to me. Don't let me down in the ground. I'm not ready to go yet.
I
got my picture with the Super Bowl trophy and the World Series. And I told Stillman, I said, boss, listen, not to put any pressure on you, but I'm not getting younger. For the love of God.
Let's make it the year then. Big Al,
and
thanks.
I will be buried in a Blues jersey, straight up. And my son, you're listening, you put me in a suit, I will come back and haunt you forever.
Blues jersey, not a Cardinals jersey.
No, sir. Blues forever, baby.
Wow.
I bleed blue.
Very good.
Ask the corner when he drains me.
All right, I will. Thanks, Big Al. You know, the thing you forgot to do, Producer Mike, you didn't lift me off the ground. Now, when the Blues win, I thought that was the good luck charm, get lift off the ground. Now, I, for one, since I moved here 2 years ago, I found out very quickly that people love the Cardinals, people love the Blues. After watching the Blues the last couple of seasons, now I came here after that really great run they had, and I see the crowds, and everyone tells me working here, because we've had sports reporters and anchors and hosts work here a very long time. It is magical downtown St. Louis if your team makes it to the World Series finals, the Stanley Cup finals, anything like that. It just goes crazy. I want to see it for myself. I want to see it with my own eyes. I'm going to read a couple of tweets. There's some really good ones online right now. And I hate this gatekeeping stuff. All the people that are saying right now, if you said anything bad about them last game, you're not allowed to celebrate today. Get out of here with that. Yes, absolutely, you're allowed to feel good. So I'm going to read a couple of those tweets coming up. No gatekeeping here. Chris Raby's going to come back in. And I'm going to get his reaction on some of these, too, on Overnight America. And more importantly, if you want to sound off, you can. If you're a little excited, you can do that, too. If you're afraid you're going to wake up your spouse, you can do that, too. If you're listening in Winnipeg, go ahead. Tell me about how that net was off and it shouldn't have been a goal. Go ahead. Call me and let me know. 314-436-7900. Or if the net is off the moorings and you're in Winnipeg right now and your mind is off the moorings, 800-925-1120 on Overnight America, KMOX.
Overnight America and Ryan Recker continues on KMOX.
A lot of emotion in this studio here today. I think we may have scared away the ghost, so that's good. Oh, hold on. I got to shoot. I'm sorry. I didn't have you potted up. I wasn't prepared.
Has anyone hosed off Mike Anderson yet?
You mean you weren't spraying the champagne just yet?
Woo! No.
You think the engineers would yell at you
champagne,
if you...
champagne. We were just worked into a lather in that third period, man.
All worked up. When I was a kid, I used to go to a friend's house to watch all the WrestleManias, and his mom would bring in wet washcloths to wipe our foreheads.
Stop
We'd get so excited.
It. You're lying.
Were you at that point where
you're,
you needed
you're
a...
lying.
No, no joke. Could you think I could make that up?
Your friend's mom...
Yeah.
Would bring in wet washcloths.
Yeah, because we'd be sweating. We'd getting all pumped up, and everyone was going crazy watching the WrestleManias. They were exciting. You know, I'm 10 or whatever.
Your friend sounds like an only child.
No, he had a little brother who watched it with us.
She would wipe you down.
Well, she wouldn't actually wipe us. She would give us the wiper, you know, the cloths, and then we would get
there's
the sweat off
better.
Our forehead.
There's nothing better than playing in a nice golf course during the summer when it's 100 degrees, and they've got the coolers with cold, iced down towels.
Did you have faith?
You started that.
When it was tied, did you have faith they could get another one in before the end of the game?
No, because that doesn't generally happen. The Blues have scored now in this postseason two of the five latest in regulation game-winning goals in franchise history. And generally, you know, Paul Maurice said it, that was too much time to try to eat the puck and give the Blues a chance. Like, you think it's overtime and you're just thrilled that you got back into the game, thrilled that they played the way they played after the equalizer to keep it a tied game and say, let's take our chances in overtime. And holy cow, you can't say enough, you know, about the push the Blues had and really the way they played the entire game. I know Winnipeg scored 12 seconds in, but, you know, for the second game in a row, third game in a row, the Jets could have had three, four, five goals. Jordan Binnington was unbelievable. The penalty kill was unbelievable, and you gave yourself a chance. But, like, the reason I didn't expect a goal at the end of regulation, and not to say that I didn't think that they would have won or lost in overtime, but is the kind of game that the Blues historically, and you were talking about Blues fans, that's the kind of game historically the Blues lose. Like, they're up 2-0, the other team comes storming back, they score three times, they break the Blues' hearts, Blues fans are saying, here we go again, they're coming back home, you're on pins and needles for the start of Game 6, knowing you're on the brink of elimination, and I don't know what's going to happen after tonight. Like, they might not win another game, they might go to the Stanley Cup Final, I don't know. But what I do know is that the kind of game they won tonight is the kind of game that this team has won. And the way they played tonight is the way this team has played since January, when they were, on January 3rd, the worst team in the NHL, and have gone on an incredible run to now be 60 minutes away from punching their ticket to the second round.
Yeah, I'm going to want to get some of your reaction here to tweets online. I'm just going to read a few, and I got some calls here, and some of them actually have questions for you. And if you want to text in to 314-436-7900, the first one is from Blues Trex on Twitter. It was responding to someone else that was down on the Blues a lot. It says, I'm sure you're a nice person, but I'm going to have to mute all of your negative, miserable fans. This is some pretty vile blank. It's easy to be a fan when they are winning, but people's true colors come out when they are faced with adversity. Respect the note. You see a lot of that, where the ups and downs, people jump off and on that bandwagon.
Yeah, I get it. Like, I totally get it. Fans are fans because they're emotional. And, you know, we've talked a lot about this, Ryan, that I think sometimes it frustrates fans that players can compartmentalize big wins, but also big losses.
Oh, yeah.
And you lose both games at home. Blues fans are thinking, like I said, here we go again. So tonight, Winnipeg scores 12 seconds in. Blues fans are thinking, here we go again. I appreciate the passion, but I honestly feel, and I've been here since 2013. So in 13, I saw the Blues blow a 2-0 series lead against the Kings in the first round and lose. In 2014, I saw the Blues blow a 2-0 series lead in the first round against the Blackhawks and lose the series. In 2015, saw the Blues win in seven games against Chicago after being up, what were they up, 2-1 in that, Mike? 3-1 in that series? Then saw them lose to the Predators. Like, I've seen the disappointment at the end of every run, and this team just feels different. Like, the way they've had to do it, this team feels different. So I understand totally fans that freak out during the game and they fall behind 2-0 and you're saying, oh, same old Blues. I can't believe this. I'm done. I'm turning the TV off. But this team feels different. They don't panic. They play the right way, and it's been incredible.
All right, just one quick one, and we'll take a few calls. This first one is from S. Simmons, STL. Dibs on referring to this date as the Winnipeg winner, but Fandango 1057 wants to call it the Manitoba Miracle. So do you like Winnipeg winner or Manitoba Miracle better? They're both pretty good.
I like the win. No, you know what we're going to call it? We're going to call it the Schwartz shot.
I like it. That's pretty good.
Because he knocked that thing out of out of midair. He looked like, you know,
I don't
Paul
know how
Goldschmidt
he did that.
Swatting that. Hockey players are amazing, man. I don't know how they get their sticks in front and will redirect off the shaft of their stick. Like, and that's what these games come down to. Like a bounce or a break or a puck or a net sliding.
Yeah. I'm not a Star Wars guy, but I know there was a Luke Skywalker moment where he's blindfolded and they were shooting at him and he was able to deflect. That seemed like one of those moments.
Well, that movie's based on fact.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a documentary. Cody's calling in from South City. Hey, Cody, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good. What up?
Hey, Chris, I just had a question. Next game, do you think Berube keeps the same lines with Gunnarsson and Fabrian and place of Bortuzzo and Sanford? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, thanks, Cody.
Great question. And I wonder, Cody, Bortuzzo, he wouldn't say if he's healthy or not. Maybe he keeps Gunnarsson in there because he played well. I think you got to keep Fabry in there. I'd have to look at the minutes. But my question, Cody, is going to be, does he keep the same lines with David Perron up on the top line? Mm. He slid Braden Schenn down with Schwartz and Sundqvist. Schenn needed to get going. Schenn and Schwartz were the guys who scored the last two goals for the Blues, the tire and the winner. I think Fabry will be in there. I think Gunnarsson 50-50, but I want to see. If I'm Berube, maybe you start with the O'Reilly line together, but why not keep David Perron up on that line and keep Schenn with Schwartz and Sundqvist? I think that could definitely happen.
All right, a couple more tweets, and I'm going to get the call from Tim next. One person, MonkeyFist20 on Twitter.
Oh, MonkeyFist.
Oh, yeah. It says, I didn't realize my wife had already went to sleep when Schwartz scored. I screamed, I think wife had a heart attack. And then one from John Gitchoff. It says,
sorry, Mrs. Monkey Fist.
I would like to thank the Blues for shooting my heart rate up to a fat burning rate according to my Fitbit. Totally understand.
Isn't it
that
unbelievable? Like the Stanley Cup playoffs can be the most exciting yet the most excruciating thing at the same time.
Yeah.
Like you can go from just absolute elation, like the Winnipeg Jets, up 2-0 halfway through, or you know, up 2-1 with 5 minutes to go, to then just wanting to crawl into a hole and just sleep forever. Like, overtime is the worst. If that game had gone in overtime, you would go from Blues fans being top of the world tying the game up to them being like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, every time Winnipeg had the puck.
Yeah,
but that's why it's the best tournament and the best postseason in sports.
Yeah, the Fitbit, that's a untapped resource for them. If they were able to track certain markets during overtime games, then that would be a fun thing. Tim from St. Louis. Hey, Tim, what's going on?
That'd be like when Pornhub shows like the users during like when there's like 8 feet of snow in Buffalo. It's like,
look
at all the people that are looking at our dirty website.
Hey, Tim.
That's awesome. Hey, you guys have had everything on the spot, but the last commenter on the whole defensive change, you know, Bortuzzo out of the lineup, didn't like it, maybe injured. But after those first two goals, I think you got to look at Dunn getting out of the lineup. You know, those are all on him, moving inside behind the goal line. Two defensemen behind the goal line shouldn't happen, but this series has been crazy. It's been awesome. Gotta love it. It's driving me crazy. Heart attacks, everything.
Two pretty close teams, right?
Yeah.
They are, you know, and so I'm doing as much as I can to support the team. Shout to Jameson after every goal, and, you know, it's what we do. And so I actually had two sets of shots for the group, ready to roll, and we scored two, and then I put another one down, and then another one was waiting for the victory after the fact.
Wow. All right. So thanks, Tim.
Gotta love the Irish.
I would need like a shot every shift in overtime. It's just so...
Here's another one. Third time's a charm. Go ahead and finish them on Saturday, wrote DMW722. So, yeah, third time's a charm.
Yeah, you know how rare this is? It's just the fourth time in NHL history that a road team has won the first five games of a series. And I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason to that. I think that Paul Maurice was pretty right on earlier today when he was asked about it. And he just said, listen, like every team in the NHL is good and they're all deep and home ice doesn't matter that much. And good teams can win on the road. The Blues have been better on the road. Winnipeg now What is that, Mike? Winnipeg's lost their last six games in a row on home ice, right? Yeah,
wow.
Last six in a row, because they kind of limped into the postseason.
There was one tweet from IlliniWeck75. Never count this team out, ever.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, that's why this team is different. I truly, 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 truly believe that. I think the second time now this year that they've erased a two-goal deficit in the third period, the first was in Florida in, like, late January, right on the doorstep of starting that winning streak. And that was the game before they went to Tampa and played, I think, the best all-around game they played all season and beat Tampa in overtime. Was that 1-0 or 2-1?
I don't know. Well, I want to get a couple more.
I know
more.
You don't. I'm looking at Mike.
Mike knows his stuff.
I'm just fired up.
1-0. Okay, Drill Bit Taylor 2. Way to shut up the armchair GMs. Go Blues. The other one from Streak 24. Playoff hockey almost 3 hours ago. I was about as mad as I could be. Now overcome with joy after the greatest Blues playoff comeback I've ever seen.
You know what? It's a good point that DBT made, Drill Bit Taylor, because there were so many people so excited about the construction of this team and where this team appeared to be headed this summer, and you make the massive trade for O'Reilly, who's been the best player and the most consistent player outside of Jordan Binnington all year, but you add Bozak, you bring Perron back, you've got a couple of young guys, you're as deep as you've ever been, and it just didn't happen the first couple of months of the season. And with all due respect to Jake Allen, it was probably Jake and defense and needing to get a couple of guys healthy like Bomeister and Petrangelo, but Doug Armstrong and his staff made a decision to hold pat and to not take away from this team, to not fire sale, to not go for a draft pick. And now you're seeing the talent and you're seeing the team that they built play the way that they envisioned them playing, along with the guy who's been the best goaltender in the National Hockey League for the last 15 weeks.
Let's do Dominique from Baldwin. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I'm just absolutely ecstatic right now. I was at the game on Tuesday when we had that heartbreaker in overtime and everyone just kind of stood up and got out of there. And now
they play that music too. It's like,
And it's like, oh my gosh. But then, you know, I was at Texas Roadhouse with my buddy and I saw the first goal and I'm like, here we come. Here we come. And I was at Deerberg.
I'm sorry.
round
of planters for the boys.
Right, absolutely. And I was at Schnucks for the second one, and the bad boy was like, hey,
you were all over the
tight end. Like, well, I'll be darned. And I'm driving to my other friend's house. Listening.
You were a man about
Vitale.
Town tonight. My goodness.
Yeah, and my heart rate all this time. Joey Vitale calls the Bozak Center, and they score, and I nearly caused an accident. My heart rate was through the roof.
We get it.
We're beating fast, and you know, let's just finish it off. Don't let them get another one. I'm really ecstatic, and I just love how Winnipeg was chanting, "You look nervous," to Bennington, and Bennington shut him up by not allowing anything else. He is such a savage, and I literally think I think he's the key, and I'm sure everyone does, but I think he's really going to be the key for us to win a Stanley Cup final. Nashville or Dallas, you better look out.
Hey, let me ask you this, man. Did you go to Schnucks because are you like someone that if things aren't going well, you have to like go and like do something to take your mind off the game?
No, it was
you
funny, actually.
10 p.m. Aries. Yeah.
Yes, sort of.
Dominic, hey, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in, man.
You didn't even
absolutely.
Let my man answer.
Thank you very much. Let's go Blues!
There we go.
You know what?
I think this Blues team, it's like Binnington had that quote. I don't know if you're aware of this quote, Ryan. One of the most gangster quotes ever. It was like a month ago, right in the middle of this incredible run, and someone said, like, you know, it was the third period, like a one-goal game. Like, that's pretty crazy. Like, do you get nervous out there? And just, he's the most deadpan guy ever. He just looks and goes, do I look nervous?
I
just
love that.
Deadpan into the camera.
Love
this
that.
Blues team, that should be their motto. The way they played tonight, down 2-0. The way they played in game one, down. The way they played in game two when Winnipeg came back tied up. Do we look nervous? And I think that we should make T-shirts that say, do we look nervous?
It's almost like when you go to Texas Roadhouse and you have an empty tray in front of you and they say, do you want another one of those cinnamon rolls? And
you're thinking of the wrong place.
Texas Roadhouse has the cinnamon butter rolls, yeah. That's the one with, and they also
tray.
Do the,
it's not like a cafeteria. It's like a Chili's. It's
yeah,
like
but they have a little
restaurant.
Tray of the rolls they bring out, and it's they keep bringing them to you, and they always ask you, "Do you want another one?" The answer is,
big,
"Do I look like I'm going to say no?"
Yeah, the big barrel
of course not.
Peanuts.
You get those too? Yeah.
Nuts up for the boys. Just firing handfuls right. of peanuts into the air when the Blues yeah. tied that thing up.
We're going to take some more of your calls coming up at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Chris, can you stick around? I don't know if you can or not. I know you're a busy guy.
Will you let me?
I will let you.
Right,
this is fun. Overnight America, KMOX.
Ryan Recker. Overnight America. The two best things in your night on KMOX.
Oh, yeah.
This is like a perfect locker room celebration song.
This is an untapped song. I can't believe no sports team picked up on this. This is so good. All right, we're going to get a couple more calls in here because we have CBS News at midnight. Mike calling in from St. Louis. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, I'm not going to lie, guys. I was riding the panic bus there for a minute at the beginning.
Sure.
Second period during the double minor. Girl put the kid to sleep and... let's just say she's mad at me right now, man. The whole house is awake. And
you had to do it, though. You had to do it.
Oh, I had to. How about Schwartz, man?
Yeah,
working
man.
His behind off, you know what I'm saying? Getting
it's
that one
so
in.
Good for him.
Kid earns that, man.
Yeah, you need to. Hey, thanks, Mike.
He had to get the...
kids earn it.
He had to get the monkey off his back in a big way. I was so glad to see him score that goal.
Jack calling in from Kirkwood. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What's up, buddy?
I'm doing great. I've been a shared Blues season ticket holder for about 30-plus years, and I've seen too much heartbreak, so I just can't watch these third periods anymore. So I end up going on walks and listening to it on the radio. And so far, I've done that in game 1, 2, and tonight, and we're 3-0, 6 goals for, 0 goals against.
Jackie boy, and, get those walking shoes on Saturday, man.
I'm telling you, when we tied it up, I texted my son, and I said, you know what? If this goes into overtime, I'm going to be dying because I'm going to be going like 6 or 7 miles.
I hope you're not just walking in like a straight line out.
No, I'm up and down the streets of Kirkwood, and every time they score, I scream, so I hope I don't get arrested.
That's beautiful.
Disturbing the peace there, but that's all right.
I love hearing that.
Everyone else is screaming, too. Thanks, Jack.
All right, thanks.
I love hearing that stuff, man.
Yeah.
I love hearing that.
Love it.
Like, you literally can't watch. Can't watch.
I want to get a few more of these tweets in real quick. This is why I haven't missed a single minute the entire series from ALS Hockey Tweets. One from Jay Chair. So I'm not saying I'm superstitious, but the Blues are 3-0 in the 2019 playoffs. I'm going to wear my white sweater.
See, everyone's
so
got their, in the words of Curbs, don't believe in superstitions because they're bad luck.
Ray Shular, I won't be able to sleep tonight. That's probably true for a lot of people. Cameron Braun, Bananas. Ain't that true? Everyone going crazy in St. Louis. Chris Raby, man. So game Saturday, what time does that one start?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Win, you move on.
Place is going to be crazy.
I love it.
Are you going to be able to hold your emotions down?
Yeah, man. I mean,
you're a professional.
I love being there and watching it unfold. And it's been an awesome atmosphere the first couple of games, so can't wait.
Go Blues. Chris Raby, thanks for sticking around. I appreciate that. This is Overnight America. We'll continue next on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.